Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another beautiful day of just getting to know you, the God that made everything. And after everything was made and you said it was good, it was good, it was good. Every step of creation, you made man. And then the wonderful words, and it was very good. Thank you, Lord, that we are your children. And you desired godly offspring. And thank you, Lord, even though the fall came, Father God, you have restored us, done everything necessary for us to come back to the original design, the original purpose, and the destiny that you have for us. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Romans 1, verse 24 and 25. This is why God lifted off his restraining hand and let them have full expression of their sinful and shameful desires. They were given over to moral depravity, dishonoring their bodies by sexual perversion among themselves, all because they traded the truth of God for a lie. They worshipped and served the things God made rather than the God who made all things. Glory and praises to him forever and ever. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory and praise to God, our Father, our big brother, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the precious Holy Spirit that is the river that makes glad the city of God, that encourages us as the ecclesia, the called out ones, that is built on the foundation of the prophets and then the apostles, the disciples that became apostles. And so we thank you. Thank you, Jesus, that we are also being called out like the disciples to walk in the goodness of what you have in store for us. And thank you, as we read this morning, we perceive that if we're not looking to you, listening to you, there's no salvation, there's no name under heaven and earth by which we can be saved, but in you, by you, and with you. So thank you, Lord. We look to you, and in looking to you, we see our big brother. You're not ashamed to call us brother, because we have got the same Father. And I thank you, Lord, that we've come home in you, and in you we find life and life in abundance. Thank you, Lord, this is eternal life, that we know the Father and we know the Son. So thank you, Lord, for the knowing that's coming through you shepherding us, revealing to us through the Holy Spirit. And so we are being blessed. So thank you, Lord. We perceive that the whole world lies under the power of the evil one, being seduced by the evil one. The evil one has come to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. But thank you, Jesus. You've come to give life and life in abundance. And that life in abundance is the righteousness by faith that is found in the gospel. So thank you, Lord, for your beautiful love, your perfect love found in the gospel, found in righteousness, because you, who knew no sin, became sin, so we can be the righteousness of God, new creations, and play a part in the restoration work. Lord, your will be done, your kingdom come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.